According to neuroscience, we process over 50,000 thoughts a day, and a majority of those are negative. And these negative thoughts are feeding our internal self-talk, and that creates a non-stop loop of self-criticism and doubt. But what if we could shift this inner dialogue? What if we could turn our inner critic into an ally? Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can be a powerful tool that helps us transform unhelpful beliefs and replace them with more constructive thoughts. It's a method of retraining our brain to engage in healthier, more balanced self-talk. Dr. Richard Schwartz, founder of Internal Family Systems, IFS, suggests that we all have a family of internal parts that can feel dysfunctional at times, with some members playing antagonistic roles like the inner critic or the part that explodes in anger. We've been conditioned to avoid emotions that feel overwhelming. Anger, for example, it may seem destructive, but if we take a moment to examine it, we may actually discover that it's trying to protect a more vulnerable part of ourselves. Maybe our anger is defending a fear of rejection or a hidden sadness. Schwartz's approach encourages us to engage in dialogue with these parts, treating them with curiosity and compassion rather than suppression or avoidance. By acknowledging these internal voices instead of silencing them, we begin to understand their motivations. We can help these parts transition from extreme roles into more balanced, supportive roles. Imagine how life would change if instead of wrestling with an explosive temper, you learned that it stems from an inner protector, one that feels the need to shield you from vulnerability. When you can listen and work with this part of yourself, it can evolve and actually allow you to express healthy assertiveness rather than being overtaken by anger. This process doesn't just improve our relationship with ourselves. It also has a profound impact on how we relate to others. As we develop compassion for our inner world, we naturally extend that empathy outward. Think about the ripple effect that this could have in our communities and workplaces. When leaders learn to understand and accept their own emotions, they can become more patient and empathetic with others. If a manager, for instance, is struggling with their own need to constantly push for productivity, they might become frustrated with employees who seem less driven. But once they recognize that their internal drive actually comes from a place of insecurity or fear, they can shift how they lead. They may find themselves becoming more understanding of their team's need for balance and well-being. By shifting our relationship with our inner world, we naturally manifest qualities that make for effective leadership, not only externally in managing others, but also internally in managing ourselves. Self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and compassion are all born from this inner dialogue. So the next time you catch yourself in a negative thought loop, consider it an opportunity. Rather than trying to push the thoughts away or beat yourself up for having them, pause and listen. Engage with those parts of you that feel angry, scared, or stuck. What are they trying to tell you? How can you help them step out of their extreme roles into more supportive ones? If you would like to learn ways to nurture your strengths and live in alignment with your emotions, please send me an email at info@redroofrecovery.com. May the force be with you. And remember, you are the force.